at Busch Gardens. What was the roller coaster that we went on where afterwards you and I just looked at each other like, what did we just go through?
Was it the Iron Gwazi?
I think it was the Iron Gwazi.
Apparently, so, according to some of the roller coaster like ranking systems in the U.S., it's among the top.
So that thing gets you going 76 miles an hour, I was reading, and it does like what they call it a death roll, where, I mean, we were going straight down while spinning. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was definitely one of the better ones, and I feel bad because one of our guys that we were with, he was already pretty shaken up because we had done enough rides, and so he's like, I got to sit this one out. We're like, okay. And then we got to the front of the line, and Dallin sat down, and it's one of those tough ones with the lap bars where it just kind of like clicks into place, and you know, Dallin's a large human being. Yeah, and so he couldn't fit on this one. He's just too tall for it. And so they're like, oh, I'm really, really sorry. You can't ride this one. So it just ended up being Brock and I. And after we finished, him and I looked at each other and said, don't tell anyone that's the best ride yet.
We cannot tell people that this is the best ride in the whole park. It was ridiculous.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
There's one in Cleveland that's supposed to be like the best roller coaster.
What's the park called? You were talking about the you had to go to that park.
Everyone talks about that park.
Yeah.
Forget what it's called. I'll look it up.
I can't remember. But yeah, they have like four or five ranked roller coasters on at that one.
Dude, I think it was like eight. When you showed me list afterwards and we were going through that park, it's like eight of the top 100 are in that park.
Yeah, we need to go.
It's cool. So the ADI kickoff is in Cleveland next year, right?
Yeah, yeah. Can you make this around the amusement parks?
Yes.
It's going to be in Arizona actually next year, so that'll be...
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, that'll be an easy trip. That's not too difficult for us.
That's a
check
breeze.
Off the awards that you haven't gotten yet. I'm assuming Supplier of the Year is in the.
That's the one. And then, you know, hopefully by then we've got some more exciting products for 2025 that will get new Product of the Year again. So we just got to keep this thing going, right, Garrett?
So Garrett, we are now recording and we are officially in the Big Access podcast. And so I'm really excited to talk a little bit more about these awards that you've won, that we've won, that you have provided with us, I guess is what I'm trying to say. You know, and I'm really excited to hear about what your reaction was to our reaction. We like to have some fun with it. You can tell. I mean, if you watch anything that PDK does, we're full of energy. We live on monsters and energy drinks and way too much coffee. And it's a lot of fun, though. We have a good time with who we are and what we're doing. But before we dive into that, though, Garrett, we need to have you introduce yourself and who you are and what your role with ADI is.
So my name is Garrett Savage. I'm the Director of Category Strategy for ADI. I've been with the organization for 10 years, really starting off my career in the video surveillance space and working my way into different roles. What's really cool about my role today is that I do have the ability to dabble into different categories, whether it's intrusion, access control, video surveillance, fire. The entire team rolls up under me, and it's really been a great experience to just learn the low voltage security market, but also look at new areas of the business that we're focused on in our pro AV space and our datacom business. So really just a well-rounded understanding of the low voltage security market and the adjacent spaces. What I'll say about PDK, like you said, is the energy is always there. High energy sales organization, high energy marketing group, and really just representing what we like to see in a partner. And really the main reason why you guys have done such a good job and have been so successful partnering with ADI is the energy, the support, and the overall engagement with the team.
Well, that's awesome. We like to hear that. I know that we are very energetic, even every day here in the office. You come in and it's just like boom, boom, boom. Let's go. What else can we do? And how can we ultimately support everybody else? Because, like you said, Garrett, there's a lot of energy here, and we got to figure out where to put it. So,
yeah, and I agree. I think it's so important, like energy and just the charisma that you're putting out. It changes all of our relationships that we have, and it changes the dynamic of our conversation. I think that you know, even in our relationship, Garrett, at first, there's a lot of the formalities when we first met a couple of years ago. And then we finally get to break through and become more friends with our partners instead of just being business partners, right? Like, I want to know, and as well as everyone else in our sales and marketing team, we want to know you for you. And then, okay, what do you do for work and how can we partner together? And that changes everything. I want to say that PDK places a very strong emphasis on that. Mm-hmm. And it's led to some amazing partnerships and friendships, regardless of where people go, whether they leave the industry or they go to a competitor or they go to a different supplier partner that we have or an integration partner. Like, those friendships stay. And it makes this job worth it.
Well, and you know, and that's one thing that we do really well on the distribution side, but then also on the partner side as well. I was in Denver this last week. I was filming a case study, and I was just barely editing it before coming and jumping on this episode of the Big Access Podcast. And the one thing that the dealer said was, they take care of you. And that is our whole mentality, not just with dealers, but with distributors, with integration partners. Ultimately, that's what we want to be known for over here, is the guys who care.
Mm-hmm. And I would say that lines up really well with ADI's culture.
Yeah.
From the top down within our organization, high energy is one of the things that we're highly value. If you watch a presentation from our president, Rob Ornes, you will see that he brings that energy.
He does.
He wants to get everybody excited, and he's really engaged. The other thing that I'll say that you hit on was very important is we view our suppliers as partners. This is a partnership. Without our suppliers, we could not be in a position where we're distributing product. So we see that, we value that. And over the last couple of years, we've actually altered the way that we say what our partners are. We used to call them vendors. Now we call them supplier partners, because that's really how we see it. Mm-hmm. We have a motto that we go by, and we want to make sure that we are the indispensable partner for our suppliers, our customers, and our team members. And really that resonates through the organization. And our hope is that is passed along to our supplier partners. And from what you're saying, we all see a similar a value proposition there.
That's great. So one of the cool things that, you know, we definitely see a good, valuable partnership, and it shows with a couple of the awards that you guys have given us over the last couple of years. Last year, or I guess in 2022, we won the New Product of the Year Award in North America for our Redline, and we are very excited about that. That was a really cool experience to win that award in Orlando.
Yeah.
You know, we were really excited there, and this year our goal was, hey, we got to get nominated, but Garrett, I got to say, you kind of gave it away leading up to it.
In the best way, of course.
You kind of, you know, we were reading your body language a little bit, going, oh boy, we might win this. So we had cameras rolling and we were ready to go. But this year we won the best support or best sales support of the year award. So that was very exciting. So thank you a ton for that, Garrett.
Absolutely.
You know, ultimately, what do you look for when you guys are giving out awards like these?
I mean, the best part of the Sales Support Award is that it is a collaboration of nominations from multiple teams within the organization. So you have the sales team who weighs in, the ADI leadership team who weighs in, and then, of course, the category strategy team that weighs in. But really what we look for in that Sales Support Award is a supplier that is partnering at the field level, mm-hmm. whether it's in one of our branches, with our outside sales team, supporting us with national accounts. Really, the Sales Support Award is given to the supplier that is driving opportunity, collaborating with our sales team, and just overall driving that high energy partnership to sell more product within the distribution organization. And we really see that with the two awards we gave you. Going back to the New Product of the Year, innovative technology is key. We look at new products as products that are new technologies, not just products that are replacements to other items. So really when we're looking at that item, it's about sales volumes, but it's mm-hmm. also about what's shaping the industry and how that's going to drive change for the better within our organization. So back-to-back awards is extremely impressive. Sales Support and New Product of the Year is even more impressive, because it's, you came out with a product, you're driving that product, and then it's translating to great results for our organization. Yeah. And it's highly commendable. The energy you guys have, whether you win or not, sitting in that front row is definitely something that we look for. And for any supplier partner that is gunning for an award next year, that's what you got to do.
There we go. Well, that's one thing you will always see us is we're always going to be up in the front. We're always very interested in what's going on. We want to use any tools that are given to us. But Garrett, you know, 2 years in a row, we have been sitting up front there, and 2 years in a row, you've given us some awards, and it's been a lot of fun. I want to know, though, what is your reaction when you gave us those awards? Because we didn't do your normal thing where we send one person up and we go and shake your hand and then move on. We get excited about this stuff.
My first reaction was, am I going to be remaining standing when this entire team comes?
Yeah,
right. Like I'm going to get trampled. But it was fantastic to see the high energy. The audience feeds off that. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, you guys have fun with it, right? I like to say that we're working more than we're spending time with our families in a lot of cases. So to make that environment one that's fun, one that's enjoyable, and one where we are, as friends and partners, are actively getting out there and bettering the world, the community, is just something that you go to sleep at night and say, hey, I'm making a difference, which is highly impactful for me.
That is awesome. Well, we'll just warn you now that next year when you guys give us the Vendor of the Year award, Dallin might pick you up. So we'll try to calm him down.
You can give us a sign. You're going to put a helmet on or something, and then we'll run up.
Nice. Well, hey, Garrett, a couple other questions that we've got for you while we've got you here for us is, you know, ultimately we want to know what makes a distributor successful and ultimately what sets ADI apart from the competition that is out there.
Yeah, I think we hit a little bit on what makes a distributor successful, but to reiterate, our supplier partners make us successful. We have great partnerships with our suppliers. We have great partnerships with our customers. And that customer-first mentality is something that I think is very important. Mm-hmm. Everything we do as an organization is thinking about our customer. What can we do to better improve our relationships for our customer? How can we serve our customers quicker? How can we make product more readily available? And with that customer-first mentality, I think it's really important that that is what's helping us drive change. Within our organization, we do a lot of surveys. We like to get a pulse on our customers. We like to get a pulse on our team members. We like to get a pulse on our suppliers, really just to understand what's working, what's not working, and what we can do to improve so we're not staying stagnant. One of the things that I want to highlight is the evolution of our e-commerce platform, adiglobaldistribution.com. And I'm sure you are aware, but for anybody who is not aware, over the last couple of years, we have made some major changes to the ADI Global Distribution website, whether it's improving search, offering opportunities to participate in different marketing activities, content. Content is key, right? Having that data available for our customers so they can use our website as a tool is very important. Videos, spec sheets. We want to make sure that our customers can come to our site, research a product, and then ultimately make a buying decision without ever having to leave. We are, as a company, continuing to evolve, and we see e-commerce as a way to grow in the future. But we also see that our branch locations and our brick-and-mortar footprints remain extremely relevant in maintaining customer relationships, having those day-to-day interactions, and making sure the product is readily available same day for our customers. So when we talk about what makes us successful, ultimately it's our people, ultimately it's our suppliers, and then it is that continuing to stay up with the evolution of technology to make sure we're doing everything we possibly can to serve our customers.
That's awesome. That's impressive. Tanner, have you noticed that when you've been dealing with ADI?
Oh, absolutely.
They're pretty awesome.
I think we've been taking a very intuitive approach with ADI, and just I think one of the strongholds that ADI has is not only its footprint in brick and mortar locations and being able to be involved in a lot of the local markets, but that e-commerce platform is huge. I know from my discussions with my internal teams at ADI that a lot of business has shifted towards the e-commerce, not to discredit anything the branches are doing, but that's just the way of business these days. And so to have both of them have such flow and cohesion together and see success in both directions is something that I believe ADI is leading the game in.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Ultimately, go ahead, Garrett.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because the way we look at it is we want our e-commerce platform to be an extension of our sales team. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that our salespeople are freed up from order taking to order making and making it more of a consultative sale. And really, with the evolution of our e-commerce platform, we've been able to do that, right? We've been able to have our salespeople spend more time talking to customers because they don't have, well, they might, but they have less time to be able to, just take an order, and they have more time to help spec a project or understand exactly what that customer needs. And I think the evolution of our e-commerce platform has given that to our entire organization.
Yeah, that is so cool. You couldn't have said it even better. I was totally about to say, well, ultimately your e-commerce is an extension of your Salesforce, and you like legit said the exact same thing I was going with. That was pretty impressive.
Read the script, didn't
you? Yeah, you read the script. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, well done.
Well, I'm excited to hear what how well you read the script on this next part. And ultimately, it's what is access control looking for you guys, or looking like as a whole for you guys right now? And what does the future look like as that whole department for you guys?
Yeah, access control has really evolved over the last couple of years, thanks to organizations like yours. It has really grown in terms of mind share, not only from our sales organization, but from our customers as well. Unfortunately, there are events that take place around the country and around the world that lead to the need for access control. But we as an organization want to make sure that we're on the forefront of new and innovative technology, looking at key vertical markets such as education, and really giving our customers the ability to protect what matters most. And in a lot of cases, that's other people. Access control is a very interesting one, because now when I walk to go up to my kid's school, there's not only access control on the front door, but every wing, there's protocols for lockdowns. There's a lot of things in place that help protect our children and students that may have not been there in the past. And even more importantly, it's the ability to get a message to a first responder or somebody who's going to be able to take action with cloud-based solutions or central stations or other opportunities that are there that really enhance what we do as a company. And like I said before, it really feels good to be able to go home at night and say, hey, I've done something, or I'm part of something that's much bigger that's helped protecting this world. Access control, video surveillance is the bright, shiny object in the security market. Yeah. But access control really has gained a major foothold, whether it's integrations with organizations such as Digital Watchdog, just the ability to show how important access control is. It's really become what I would consider a rising star within our organization. And is led by somebody who you know very well, Vivian Antiquera, who has done a great job partnering with your organization and many others to support what we're seeing in terms of the growth in the access control market.
Yeah, that's so cool. One thing that you said there is that video's always kind of been the bright and shiny, but things are moving towards the access control. I like to apply them as video is your reactive security, whereas access is your proactive security. So they each do their own part in securing. And then when you do integrate them, like our awesome partnerships with Digital Watchdog, with Hanwha, with Turing, you really put them together. That is a true total security option. I love it.
Yeah. And there are new vertical market opportunities out there as well. I mean,
all the time.
Education has been around. Of course, it's evolved. But you see things in other areas that are becoming even more impactful, and the integration of video surveillance and access control is definitely something that has moved the market forward, and you're definitely doing your part to support those key partners, as you mentioned, and the growth of things, Turing has this Sky Shield, which is a solar-powered solution.
So cool.
That can go into different markets and really just open the door for access control, or can open the door for security that was never there because power may not have been able to get to a site with that needs remote security. So, overall, I think that access control is shining at the forefront right now, and we've really seen that evolve in 2022 and 23, and moving into 24.
Well, I think that a lot of those reasons that you were just talking about, and ultimately where access control is, where it's going, that's a lot of reasons why integrators should be looking to make sure that access control is like their top offering.
Mm-hmm.
There is a ton out there, a ton of different buildings that need security that are ultimately looking to protect their people and their property. And that's what we're here to do.
And you know what I would also say is that our supplier partners, including yourself, have done a great job with training. I look on LinkedIn all the time, or I watch you guys in terms of your videos, and there's a lot around your certification process. Mm-hmm. We at ADI have embraced that as well. We have something called ADI Academy, which is a tool that's available to our customers. That tool hosts a variety of training, whether it's specific to a manufacturer partner, or it is some type of new technology that is out there that we're offering training on. The tools that are available to integrators right now to get into new markets has never been bigger. And when I opened up the conversation, I talked about ProAV and Datacom as spaces that are what we call big growth bet opportunities. And, you know, there are synergies and adjacencies there for those types of customers. If they're in a building installing an AV system, maybe there's an opportunity for access control and video surveillance and vice versa. So there really is a lot of cross-pollination and new verticals that are coming on board to grow the market and really grow what we're doing in terms of the security business.
Man, so good. So good. Completely agree with you there. That's awesome. Well, Garrett, we are just about out of time on this week's episode of the Big Access Podcast. So I want to let you kind of close it off with, you know, having... I guess tell us why a dealer should ultimately be purchasing from ADI. Like, if you were to have to say it in two sentences, what's it going to be?
Yeah, I would say that ADI is the one-stop shop for all low-voltage security solutions. We have a variety of ways to purchase. Like we mentioned, our e-commerce platform, in branch, and many different opportunities really to partner with us. But really what it comes down to is our knowledgeable people. From my team on the category strategy side, to the inside salespeople, to our regional account specialists and our national account managers, they are very well trained and they have a customer first mentality. Yeah. In addition to that, you know, our partners are the key to our success. So we have a variety of products that cover the entire security market, and you know, we want to be impactful in change. We've done a lot of work with Mission 500, which is a security organization within our community. And we are getting out there. We're doing a lot more with that charitable work because we feel it's in our DNA. And in our DNA to support people, in our DNA to make this world a better place, and in our DNA to support our customers as much as we possibly can. So that was probably 30 sentences.
I was going to say it's a little bit more.
You know what? Details are important, though. It's good.
I like that you brought up Mission 500, because at the ADI kickoff a couple months ago, it was a lot of fun helping put together those packets. And I'm sure you guys benefited a lot from Dallin's height, being able to have him stack those boxes up high, you know, eight feet in the air. So
to the ceiling.
It was good.
The picture we took at the end, which you'll see on social media right now, could not have been done unless Dallin was there to lift those boxes
right,
up. So
right,
Dallin,
yeah.
Shout out to you for supporting us with your hype, buddy.
Right, it's always good. You wouldn't believe how many things we have to use. He's got to come down to ISC West to help us build our booth because
put those panels up.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. Well, Garrett, thank you a ton for taking the time out of your busy day to come and jump on this week's episode of the Big Access Podcast. We're very excited about our partnership that we have with ADI. You guys are fantastic. And like you said, we are partners and we love that. So thank you a ton. For those of you who have not already done so, be sure to subscribe to this podcast, leave it a 5-star rating, and let us know if there's anything in particular that you are looking to learn, and we will be sure to add that to an upcoming episode. But thank you guys a ton for tuning in. We will see you next time.
Thank you, everybody.